This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Hello, I'm Jeff.
And we're listening to Breaking Waves by the Breaking of Shay and the Loose with Shay and Jeff, the poet man, Tug Dugley, the poet.
Yeah.
You can listen to us on Eastside Radio 89.7. Today we're talking about Cuba.
Indeed we are, yes. Thank you, Shay. We're flying naked today. We're just as an experiment, because we're radio professionals, we haven't got any headphones on. So we're just doing it sort of completely naked into the microphone. And so we can't even hear our soundtrack. But I know Hugh, our dedicated and brilliant producer, has got some beautiful bit of Cuban soundtrack bubbling away beneath vacant voices, but far from vacant. And anyway, yeah, we just thought, I don't know. How did we decide to do Cuba, Shay?
Because of my dad, family, my family name is Rod DeFleur, and it's my dad's brother who lived with Fiona and his brother. His brother was born in Cuba.
Yeah, right.
And my flatmate is Cuban.
He's your flatmate is Cuban.
He's Australian Cuban.
And your dad lived in Cuba.
Yeah, for 5 years.
For 5 years.
Yes. They speak Spanish.
Apparently.
Yes.
See, we have done our research. Yeah. But Shay, I want to ask you first of all, what have you been up to in the last couple of weeks? Let's just generally shoot the breeze, chew the fat. I don't know. What's been happening?
My girlfriend kept ringing me on Monday, and I was talking to my psychiatrist, Mark Bloom, and my girlfriend doesn't know that I'm talking to Mark Bloom on the phone, and she keeps ringing the phone, ring, and I try to tell her on the phone, my girlfriend, please don't ring me, I have a life, I have mental health issues to talk to my psychiatrist for 1 hour. And she kept ringing me when I was talking to Margaret for 48 minutes.
Right, okay.
And then she disturbed me on my phone.
Yeah, well, it's not cheap, is it? psychiatrist visits. You can't be taking phone calls from your mum and your girlfriend while you're...
No, my mum didn't ring me.
Or a pest controller.
A pest controller.
Or a white ant person or a plumber.
Yeah.
Calling you during an important appointment.
Yeah.
You say, look at that. No. Or put your phone on silent. You could always put it on silent.
I wanted to ask you, did you have your wife, girlfriend ring you and you had an important meeting?
No, because we're talking about Cuba.
No, I meant you, Jeff. Did you have someone disturb you on your phone?
Yeah, I guess I probably have.
Really?
At times. people disturbing
it's
on my phone.
It's like being the most important. It's like the president. President Trump got hung up by Malcolm Turnbull.
You just heard it.
Put it on the phone. Hang up the phone.
There it is.
Let's not talk about USA. But I thought USA, they might have a...
You heard the Trump. He's dropped the Trump word already.
I think the USA has a relationship of Spanish. But
well, they have a relationship with Cuba. Funny you should mention bad relationships, because they've had... Since the late 50s, the Cuban Revolution, when Cuba turned communist, America was no longer their friend, and they imposed economic sanctions on them and travel restrictions, and they tried to crush the poor little island, the big mighty beast.
I think America's relationship with Russia. I think Russians have a relationship with the legal votes by Americans that voted Russian. Russians have voted with President Trump.
See, I know I was going to say, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to work your way back to Trump.
Yeah.
And you just did.
Yeah.
There should be an alarm that goes off every time you say that. Cuba. I'm going to bring it back. I'm just going to bring it back. Because when I think of Cuba, you know what I think of?
Yes.
I think of old American cars with big tail fins, Yank tanks. I think of crumbling old colonial buildings in pastel colours. I think cigars.
Yes.
I think palm trees. I think Fidel Castro, JFK, and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Some of the books of Ernest Hemingway and Graham Greene and Marlon Fishing and the Gulf Stream and music.
Are you saying that the Cuban cars were the same year when John Kennedy was assassinated in the 60s?
Well, then
the Cubans have the 1960s cars.
My understanding of it is that when there was the Communist Revolution, which I think was 1959? Or around the early 60s, Americans put, I don't know what's called, an embargo.
Yeah.
You couldn't export cars to Cuba, new cars.
Yeah.
So the cars kind of stopped.
Yeah.
So the American cars that existed in Cuba until 1960 were the ones that stayed there, and no other cars could be imported. So they grew up with this culture of these often, these big old, big-finned American Yank tanks from the 50s, which I think some of them are probably still around. And I guess the Cubans had to become very resourceful and repair these cars and make them keep going because of sanctions on imports and embargoes and things, they couldn't bring new cars into the country. That's my understanding of it.
Are you saying that Cuba was a bit similar to Russia, but they?
I think they had they were friends with Russia, and they had probably a similar. They were communist.
Yeah.
I don't really know my different strands and breeds of communism.
I think China is communism.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Some kind of.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Socialist, capitalist.
Yes.
Repressive.
I don't think. I don't think Japan is communism.
No. But listen, Cuba also invented. I think of music when I think of Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Spanish, the dancing music.
Yes. And I think. There's the salsa, there's the rumba, there's the mambo, and the cha-cha. So let's hear a cha-cha song now. This song, I don't know, it's called Bongo Cha-Cha by Caterina Valente, and it's bound to be brilliant.
Yeah,
good.
Forse è fantasia e nulla più. Bongo la, bongo cha cha cha, è davvero così fantastica. Dimmelo con sincerità, nelle notti a Rio che si fa? In testa ve lo mettere, capelli a pan di zucchero. Sempre in fremito, ai 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 ai, chissà, chissà, per mille strade cantano, per mille piazze danzano, le ore più non contano, fra mambo cia, 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 oh oh oh, bongo la, bongo cia cia cia, parlami del Sud America. Dimmelo con sincerità, nelle notti a Rio che si fa?
Okay, Okay, that is, and still was, that was and still is, Bongo Cha-Cha by Caterina Valente. Now, Shay, are you ready for a one-minute history of Cuba?
Yes.
Okay, it may take a little bit longer, but it's probably 1 minute. Christopher Columbus first sighted and then stole Cuba for Spain during his voyage of 1492. Cuba's history, from pre-Columbian indigenous cultures to independence and revolution, features Spanish colonial rule, a long struggle for independence, the rise of communism, with a brief period of US influence. Spain claimed and governed Cuba for centuries, with industries focused on sugar, tobacco and cattle. There was lots of slavery. Cubans fought for independence from Spain in the 1860s. Culminating in the Spanish-American War of 1898, which America won. Da-da-da. The U.S. influenced Cuba, eventually granting it independence in 1902. The dictatorship of Fulgencio Batista led to the Cuban Revolution of 1959, led by Fidel Castro, who established a communist government. Cuba became a communist ally of the Soviet Union during the Cold War, experiencing U.S. economic sanctions and political and cultural changes. Notable famous moment of the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962, a 13-day standoff where the world teetered on the brink of nuclear war, when the Soviet Union secretly deployed nuclear missiles in Cuba, prompting a U.S. naval blockade and direct negotiations. Hey, Shay, can I do a poem?
Yes.
This poem somehow relates to that period, that era in time, the 60s, and it's short, and it's called Did the Mob Kill Marilyn? And it has Fidel Castro in it, I think. Did the mob kill Marilyn because she was sleeping with the mob or going all the way with JFK and other Kennedy members? Did the CIA perpetuate a lie spread by the FBI that she was a commie spy who blackmailed JFK's little brother Bob, hobnobbing with the mob and certain moles on the grassy knoll covered in the bones of Oliver Stone? Was she slipped a suppository by Jackie O? Or was it Castro up the gastro in the gob by the mob in the motorcade as Lee Harvey Nixon went shopping in the arcade before topping Martin Luther Presley, who was decorated by President DiMaggio for bravery in the face of fast food, as Aristotle Hefner Hughes terminated Howdy Doody with? Extreme prejudice. It's just a question.
What's about the poet about?
It's about... It's a summation of the 1960s and the whole Cuban Missile Crisis.
1960s.
The whole assassination plot.
1960s.
Yeah.
I don't think Mum would remember it because she was only 2 years old when she was born in 1959.
Yeah.
And Jerry Sont wouldn't remember either.
Yeah.
Maybe my dad might remember it. He's born in 1951.
Whoa.
Yeah, he might remember it. Fionn.
Yeah, he would have been...
He'd been 10. 10
11, years old. 10 or 11? 10 or 11.
1960? 60, no, he'd be 9. Yeah. 9 years old. He could have remembered it, yeah.
Yeah. What does your dad remember about Cuba? Has he spoken to you about Cuba?
He said that baseball is very big in Cuba and they love baseball in Cuba. They're mad. I think Australians are nervous about Cuba, about baseball. We never beat Cuba in the baseball. Maybe once, maybe 1999 was the international gold. I looked it up on the internet. They won their first gold in 1999, called International Cup Trophy. I think it was 99. Gary White won and hit the run and then score four of the three by Cuba or something.
Gary White's the man we interviewed?
The baseball man, but no, we haven't interviewed
him. We haven't interviewed Gary White.
No, okay. He's number 15.
I get confused with my American baseball players.
No, he's an Australian man, yeah.
Do you think it's weird that Cuba, who is disliked by America generally, and who perhaps doesn't like America all that much, plays one of the biggest sports there, if not the biggest sport. Baseball is their biggest game. Yeah. It's an American invention.
Yeah.
And I was reading before that baseball started in Cuba
in the 1900s.
Well, actually,
the
mid-19th century.
19th century.
As a form of rebellion against bullfighting.
Bullfighting.
Because the Spanish had Cuba, right?
With and
they put on bullfights. That was the national sport to show your patriotism towards Spain and the royal family. And as an act of rebellion, Cubans, aided by visiting American sailors, took up baseball.
Yeah.
And it they played it instead of bullfighting, even though you were legally supposed to go to the bullfights.
Yeah.
And the Spanish tried to outlaw baseball.
Yeah.
It became like a real sign of rebellion and revolution and Cuban independence.
Yeah,
the game of baseball.
In Mozambique, in Maputo, we had a baseball stadium in Maputo, and it used to be a bullfighting, Spanish bullfighting stadium in Maputo. And I actually saw it, but I never been in it or watched a game of baseball or Spanish bullfighting.
So they had bullfighting in Mozambique.
Maputo, but it's funny because they're Portuguese. And
That's why they had bullfighting, right?
I looked it up in Maputo, Mozambique. They actually had a bullfighting stadium or baseball stadium in Maputo, a very old stadium. I think big. But what you were saying about bullfightings and stadiums, quite old?
Excuse me, I don't know the history of bullfighting. I'm guessing it probably goes...
Yeah, but maybe back from the 1800s, maybe, or like the... You said 19th century.
That was baseball.
The bullfighting stadium. They might be old, maybe the same as baseball.
I'm out of my depth. I reckon bullfighting strikes me as something...
Something, yeah.
That probably started back in 1263. Yeah, you know, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I have been wrong before.
Yeah. But bullfighting stadiums are quite old. They're more older than baseball stadiums.
Yeah.
I think maybe, yeah. I couldn't believe that Sydney Cricket Ground in Sydney, you know, cricket stadiums, they're old. Maybe like from the English sport, that game is a bit older than baseball. Maybe over 200 years.
Cricket?
Cricket, yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else can we talk about Cuba?
What year did the Spanish found Cuba? Do you know what year that they were founded?
Well,
in the 1500s.
1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Yeah, so I guess Christopher Columbus, I think, ran into Cuba. He thought it was part of Asia. I think his geography was out. But he claimed it in the name of Spain. There were already native Indian peoples living there, of various different tribes, of course, but like colonization everywhere, they kind of got shoved out of the way. And so 1492, I guess he stuck a flag in Cuba and declared it officially the property of Queen, what were their names? Elizabeth and Ferdinand?
Yeah.
The Spanish crown?
Yeah.
Something like that, anyway.
Yeah. Maybe we should look at a museum history of Cuba. Maybe we should go to an exhibition. It's something about Spanish and Cuba, and maybe we should go into an exhibition in Australia, in Sydney. We might look at a history of South America.
I reckon we should have a song.
Yes.
And this is a fun old Spanish song called Guantanamera. And Guantanamera is Spanish, Shay, for the woman from Guantanamo. You know what Guantanamo is? There's an American base. This is weird. I don't know how this works, but there's an American military base at Guantanamo Bay, and that's also where they kept their political prisoners and people captured during the Iraq War. So it's like a high security facility that the Americans have had for decades. And they, I don't know how it works, but they pay the Spanish, the Cuban government, like this $4,000 rent a year to rent Guantanamo Bay. And I was reading that the Cuban government famously has never cashed a check. They take it as an insult. They won't cash the $4,500 check from the American military for the hire of Guantanamo Bay. It's a weird situation.
So you said taxi drivers make more money than doctors.
Yes! Can you believe it? Apparently, taxi drivers in Cuba make more money than doctors. And I'm not exactly sure how that works, but I think it's somehow to do with Cuba's got like two monetary systems, a twin monetary system. I don't know how it works, but taxi drivers are free to charge tourists like lots of money, whereas doctors are on a kind of fixed state wage. That's as much as I can gather. So you would wonder at that why doctors wouldn't just become taxi drivers. But the other interesting thing is, this is like a counterfact to that, Cuba has the highest rate of doctors to patients in the world.
Does Cuba and Canada, they get free healthcare in Canada and
yeah.
Cuba?
Well,
yeah.
I know there was a Mike Moore documentary called Sicko some years ago, and he went around looking at the healthcare systems of all these countries, like developed countries, like Western countries. And he found out that Cuba actually had the best, you know, according to his research, the best healthcare, best hospital, best doctor system in the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, give us another fact about Cuba, Shay.
Cuba.
Yeah, you got some there on the page.
I know. They like to dance, and they like special Spanish Cuban music.
Except the ones who don't like dancing.
No.
I bet there's some grumpy old Cuban guy says.
I think my flatmate, he likes dancing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, get this. During the Cold War, the CIA tried to assassinate Cuban leader Fidel Castro numerous times, including by using an exploding cigar.
Oh.
The Central Intelligence Agency wanted to kill Fidel Castro, the communist leader. They devised all these ways of, how are we going to kill him? And there were plans to send him or somehow smuggle into his office an exploding cigar so that when he lit it, it would
blow
his head off. Yeah.
Really? Oh.
And I read this other great one. Yeah. Like apparently, he was doing a radio broadcast, Fidel Castro, and the CIA sprayed the whole area in the station with LSD from the sky. Lysergic acid. So Fidel Castro would start tripping and start babbling garbage on air and lose all his credibility.
Yeah.
It sounds brilliant. Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Who devised that?
Cubans, you know, when they have their national sport at baseball colors, they wear red and blue and white.
Well, that sounds very American to me, doesn't it?
American, but the Cubans have red, white, and blue with their colours on their uniform.
Come into that microphone.
Of their baseball uniform, Cubans wear white, blue, and red. It's the same colour as America, but I think Cubans' national colour is red.
Yeah.
Their national sport is red, red and blue, and a bit of white on their writing, writing. I think they have white, but I don't think they actually have the same colours as the US. I don't think they have the same uniform.
You're talking the baseball uniform?
Yeah, in Cuba.
Right. Wouldn't it be nice if the Cuban national team played the American national team?
Yeah.
But that won't happen, will it?
They'll be nervous who wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they could have exploding balls.
Balls. Baseball balls blow up the Cuban Australia. The Cuban is American. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The ball, no.
Oh, my God, the pitchers. And oh, Jose Wawanda has exploded. He's exploded, my God.
Have you heard of the shooting man that Arnold Schwarzenegger shoots Steiner? Rudolf Steiner?
Yeah, no.
The funny of it. Shoots things, Steiner, Rudolf Steiner. Remember,
you're listening to Breaking Waves, and you're not going to believe the hilarity in here. Shay's referencing an old joke where we one day had Arnold Schwarzenegger walk into the office of the famous educator and founder of the Steiner Schools, Rudolf Steiner, and shoot him with an Uzi. So he just comes in like, eat lead, Steiner. Yeah, don't ask. No, sorry. We're talking about Cuba.
The Cuban.
Here's a fun fact.
Remember that Cuban? They have the man with the black symbol with the white and black red T-shirt.
Che Guevara?
Che Guevara.
Che Guevara.
Did you know that my name was Che, was after Che Guevara?
You were named after a Bolivian rebel.
A rebel of Cuba with dad's, with mum. It was, it was named after the Cuban
man. I thought your name meant Lamb of God or something like that. Che.
In Israel, but my dad got inspired by Che and Cuban with the Spanish man with the. With the man or the leader.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I find this kind of... I always found this slightly ironic, because you're right. Che Guevara, he was actually Bolivian, but I don't know my history. I think he helped Castro in the revolution in Cuba, maybe?
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
God, I should know this. But he became like a student, particularly a student hero, and his poster was in every student share household I ever visited. It was certainly in mine.
Yeah.
And his T-shirt, you don't see him so many. Yeah. There used to be like millions of Che Guevara T-shirts.
Yes.
And someone was making a shitload of money out of Che Guevara T-shirts, which I kind of found ironic, given that he was a socialist, communist icon.
My dad
has capitalism just came in and went, yes, we're going to just...
My dad has a Che Guevara T-shirt.
Does he?
Yes.
I've never had one.
You had one? No.
Yeah. I thought there could be a Bolivian drag queen. Get this. This is my Bolivian drag queen name. Rather than Che Guevara, I'd be Gay Shavara. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
That'd work, wouldn't it?
Likes...
Gay as in G-A-I.
He likes Cuban music.
Yeah.
He gets up active at 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock. I wake up late and he gets up early and he wakes up and he gets dancing in the Cuban music and he goes up and down and then he goes and drinks soft drink, making the hyper. And then he goes up and down.
Does he? This is your Cuban flatmate.
He goes up and down, he plays Cuban music and he jumps around.
That rhymes.
Yeah.
He goes ups and down, he plays Cuban music, he goes round and round, he goes up and down, and lands my flatmate, he gets down.
Then?
I don't know what accent I'm doing, it's not Cuban, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, you've been listening to the Cuban special, you still are.
Yeah.
Oh, fun fact, Cuba, Shay, is home to the largest flamingo colony in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah.
And the Cuban hummingbird is the smallest in the world.
Yeah.
Measuring 5 centimetres from beak to tail.
Yeah.
What do you think Cuba's main source of income is? How do they make their money?
From more about tax? Do they get money from government?
No, like, I mean the country as a whole. Like people living there, how do they, not the government.
I mean working with jobs.
Yeah. Do you want to go to Cuba?
Never been to Cuba.
But do you want to go?
I wanted to go to Indonesia. Bali. I wanted
Shay,
to
see... it's not the right answer. Do you want to go to Cuba?
Yes. But I was going to, the 16th of March, I was going to see my cousin Nancy today.
Well,
I was going to go to Bali, to Indonesia, first time to be there.
Okay.
Excited to go
you
there.
You sound like...
I was excited to go there, but Mum said I'm too tired. My medication 7.5.
Yeah, yeah.
So
well, listen.
What do you say?
What I mean.
Yeah.
What I mentioned. To Hugh
Cuba,
before, I
Cuba.
Said Hugh. Well, what do you think about Cuba?
Do
you associate these things? And he said, and one of his lists was hijacking.
I like to go.
It sounds like I'd have to hijack you to take you to Cuba.
Yeah.
The whole point of what I was saying was,
what's
Cuba's economy based on?
Oh.
And I said, do you want to go to Cuba, Shay?
You're
supposed to say, yeah.
You
ask me.
Yes, I like to go to
you
Cuba.
You ask me.
I like to go to Cuba.
Okay, you ask me if I want to go to Cuba.
Do you want to go to Cuba, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What would we be if we went to Cuba?
We go there and have fun and dance with Cuban music.
We'd be tourists.
Tourists.
We'd be tourists. That's it.
Yes.
Sorry.
We go tourists like...
Cuban tourists.
Like Indonesia and Bali because I'm related to Indonesia with my mum and my dad. I have Indonesian blood.
Yep.
I like spicy food.
Yep.
I don't think likes spicy food, but he likes a bit because he's Cuban.
Hi, apart Tourism.
Yeah.
The other sources of Cuban income are healthcare exports.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
To Shane Jeff Show. It's
and his name is Shay de Vladison. He's the baseball
man.
Expert.
Bye. 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 Bye.
La manga llevaré camina como